I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what do you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com to start now.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Before we get into today's episode, I just want to thank you guys so much. This is the last day of January, and this is the last episode of our anniversary month. So I want to thank you guys so much for your love, your support, you sharing the show, you writing your reviews, you rating the show. Please continue to do those things. Thank you for your support of the God is My CEO merch. The merch is still available at blessedandbossedup.com. But thank you guys so much for celebrating with me 4 years of podcasting. I'm really excited about what year five is bringing. Five is the number of grace. I got some things up my sleeve that I want to do this year, and I'm excited about how God has really just blown up this platform, and I consider it a great honor to be the voice that you guys hear every week. So thank you for your support. On today's episode, I just want to talk. I don't have a big message that I'm going to be screaming today. I'll be listening back to the episode sometimes, usually when y'all just post it, and I'm like, why am I so loud? Especially because in real life, I'm not a loud person at all. But when God be moving and I be going in, that's the passion that comes out. But it's just not my usual demeanor. So it's always funny listening back to episodes sometimes. But this isn't one of those episodes. Today, I just want to talk and just share my heart and share some lessons that I'm really learning in this season. I thought it would be appropriate to share this with you guys because I was just telling my husband last night, I came across, I study different podcast, right? We have some things coming up with Anchor Media. So I'm always paying attention to the podcasting industry, as well as paying attention to what's working and what's not working with some of the top shows. And I came across a show in particular. My husband has said a while ago that he would compare my show or what I was doing to this one. And so I was actually in Target the other day, and I saw this person, the person who has this podcast, they have products and things that are in stores. So I came across them, and my mindset is thinking about the next thing that I'm doing. I always am a forward thinker. And so I was like, oh, well, let me pick this up because this might be something I want to do in the future. So let me just see what it's about, if I do want to do it, how I can make it better. And that's kind of how I do things. You know, the Bible says to count the cost. So when I'm thinking of an idea or something that I want to do, usually I'll see what's already out there. I'll buy it from a consumer standpoint to see, like, are there gaps here? Is there a way that I can make something that's better? Is this really useful? So that's kind of where my headspace was at. And so I had bought that product. And then after that, I was just doing some more research on the person and just podcast in general. This person is a very highly ranked podcaster. And in it, I had showed in my research of the person, I saw all of this different people sharing their opinions. They were upset because this particular person is in the self-help space, very popular, and the people felt dubbed because a lot of things were coming out about their personal life and all of this stuff. So people felt like they're a fraud, all of the things that they're talking about aren't true. And so it was just a lot of negative feedback because of what was revealed. And they were saying how the host, I just call her the host, they were saying how the host was not being real or vulnerable about it. They were trying to water it down in an effort to stay in this expert status and sell them things. And I thought it was interesting because I don't look at things from a consumer basis. I don't have a consumer mind. I look at things from a business standpoint. And I was telling my husband that I'm really appreciative of the fact of, like, even though you can consider this podcast and like the advice or the self-help space, that I'm not claiming to be an expert at life. There's some things I do well. There's some things I don't do well, but this is a community where I am talking to you guys and teaching you guys every week how to make God the CEO, how to build businesses with biblical principles, all of these things. But I'm telling you, as a flawed person, that God uses to give you strategies for you to take it back to Him and Him give you the specifics that you need for your plan. And this is more of a community than me being the expert in this space. Now, when we hop over into the Anchor Media space, though, I'm the expert there and I can get in my bag and really teach people how to build wildly successful and profitable podcast. I can do that. But I just love how in this space, I can really come to you guys as a flawed person, as somebody who's on this journey just like you. You know, the great thing about this community is we're all just trying to live out this thing. We're all just trying to live out and see what God created us to be. And a great thing about it is we are all in different, we may be in different, maturity levels, if that makes sense, of our faith, but our objectives are the same. And so I wanted to come on an episode today and as the human, you know, and just share a couple of lessons that I feel like I've learned, especially this month. It's the first month of the new year. For me personally, I've been stretched a lot this month. I mean, I don't know what's going on, but when I tell y'all I've been fighting from every which way, it's the truth. But in all of that stretching, though, I feel like I'm getting really flexible. And in all of that being stretched and all of this fighting I feel like I've been doing, I'm really, really proud of myself, to be honest with you, for the way that I've handled a lot of the obstacles and the adversity that's been thrown at me. And so I wanted to share a few lessons that I'm learning in this season because I think that they will be of value to you guys as well. So the first lesson that I want to share is to beware of the enemies in your camp. Someone said this to me a couple of weeks ago. They sent me a message, or they sent me a text, and they were praying for me, and they were saying, what they were saying wasn't important, but the end of the message was they were letting me know to beware of the enemies in my camp. And I shared with you guys before how God was showing me in a dream that when people are close to me, I tend to let my guard down, my spiritual guard down. When I am dealing with people I don't know, there's already kind of an intense vetting process that people have to go through in a sense to get close to me because my gift of discerning the spirits is really high and I'm paying attention and I notice things. And as soon as I notice something that I choose not to have around me, or if I notice something I don't like, I just adjust accordingly. It's not even an emotional thing, and because we're not close, I don't know them, right? But when it comes to people that are close to me, I let my guard down. So I told you guys about that before. Now, this in particular, this message has really been in my head and in my heart ever since they said it. And they said it right as I'm reading. I told you guys I'm reading this book called The Rules of Engagement by Cindy Trim. So as I'm reading this book about spiritual warfare, and then they're telling me to beware or be mindful of the enemy in my camp, I started noticing the enemies in my camp. It's so crazy how God will just really open your eyes so that you can see what's going on. And so I started noticing how the people closest to me, the enemy was really using them to attack very sensitive parts of who I am. And I'm so appreciative of God, though, because I was telling my husband today how, like, a lot of you guys who listen to this show, a lot of people who support me, you've been sending me, like, I've gotten an influx lately, like right when I'm getting stretched, right? And I'm dealing with these demonic spirits, I'm getting so many emails from people I don't know, emails from people I do know. Shout out to Rosalind, sent me flowers, and just so people have been showing me so much love. And it's like at such a perfect time because I've been battling so much. And so a couple of things have really, or a couple of examples of the enemy in my camp, I started to notice that a lot of the attacks from people close to me were really specific. If you guys have been listening to the show long enough, then you've heard about, like I always said growing up, like I always wanted to be successful. Because I grew up in a household where my mom was chasing her dream, chasing business, chasing money, chasing success, she was doing all of those things like for us, but at the expense of the family, if that makes sense. So I was with the babysitter a lot, and she was out speaking all over the world, doing all of these amazing things, but it caused a rift in our relationship that we are still working to get over today. And as now with me being an entrepreneur and being an entrepreneur and a mother, it's always top of mind for me to make sure that I don't chase success at the expense of my family, because I know what the consequences of that looks like based off of my own experience. And I don't want that for my family. And so, especially after having my son, that has been top of mind for me, just making sure not necessarily that my life is balanced, because I told you guys it's about priorities and not balance, but making sure that my priorities are flowing in harmony. And that's hard. It's something that is very much so trial and error. And one thing that I've been working on is giving myself grace. And so I feel like I had gotten to a place where I was giving myself grace. And now the enemy has come back with different and stronger tactics, right? Because I've shared with you guys, like the great thing about having this show every week is y'all be knowing. So I shared with you guys just how hard I've been on myself. And I was working on giving myself grace, because if God gives us grace, we should give it to ourselves. So I finally got into a good groove of giving myself grace. And I felt like even though I may not have been perfect, or I may not have been living up to my overachieving nature that I have to constantly try to push down, that I was getting somewhere. And I was excited about figuring out what this life looks like and how to make sure that things are flowing in harmony. And so now it's like the enemy came back 10 times stronger and 10 times more strategic, because now the people closest to me were starting to attack this sensitive area in my life. And so when I say beware of the enemies in your camp, I'm not calling the people enemies. I'm saying be aware of the spiritual attacks and the warfare that's taking place. We're always in a war, whether you're an active participant or not. Like, the war is always going on. But if you really seek God to be able to see your life and see day-to-day interactions with spiritual lenses and not natural ones, you'll begin to see how the enemy is moving. Like, God doesn't want us to be blindsided. That's why he gave us the Holy Spirit. And so what I've realized is how the enemy has come back 10 times stronger and now using the people closest to me to feed that. I'm not even going to call it an insecurity, because I'm not insecure in that area. I'm just trying to figure it out. But to really attack me, to make me get off course, right? The ultimate goal is to kill, steal, destroy. We already know that. And so the goal is to get me off course, either with my family life or with my company or my business. Because with the business and the call that's on my life, if he can get me off that, man, that is going to do serious damage because of what I'm doing for the kingdom. If he can destroy my family, that will do serious damage because of what I'm doing for my bloodline. And so he's trying to take one or the other or both. And so I thank God for being able to see with spiritual lenses. But if it wasn't for that dream, I feel like where God's showing me to like still pay attention, even when my guard is down, I might have missed it. I don't know if I would have missed it or not, but I might have. This episode is brought to you by Super Lucky. Keeping your body in shape is important. Y'all know it's the top of the year, so we all want to make sure that we're snatched by summer. But it's also important to keep your mind sharp. That's why I love Word Collect. Word Collect is an amazing game. It's a word puzzle app and it's free. Word Collect has over 2,000 levels, so you never get bored playing. It starts easy, but it gets harder as you get better. Word Collect is a fun way to keep your mind sharp and grow your vocabulary. Challenge yourself with this fun brain game. Right now, Word Collect is offering you 2,500 coins and 500 gems when you download and play. I'm a strategy, exercise my mind type of girl, so any type of game that I can play that's going to test my mental stamina and that's also going to give me a better vocabulary because, as you can see, I'm always talking. It's the perfect game for me. Stop mindlessly scrolling through social media and keep your mind sharp. Just go to the Apple or Google store and search for Word Collect. So if you're like me and you want to get fit in the new year with both your mind and body, download Word Collect for free today. Let's get back to the show. This episode is also brought to you by BetterHelp. As we get deeper into the year, you might still need some time to decompress from 2020. You may feel like this year didn't get off to the start that you wanted it to. I know for me, I'm hitting my counselor up ASAP, as you could tell from this episode. BetterHelp Online Counseling is here for you. BetterHelp is the world's largest e-counseling platform. With my busy schedule, it's hard for me to find people and schedule and research and all of those different things. But with BetterHelp, you can find a counselor at a level of convenience that fits even the busiest of lifestyle. With BetterHelp, they'll connect you with a professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. It's super convenient, and you can now get help on your own time and at your own pace. BetterHelp is available worldwide, so wherever you are on the globe, they are available for you. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist. Anything you share is completely confidential. You can start communicating with your therapist in under 24 hours. Best of all, it's truly an affordable option. Blessed and Bossed Up listeners get 10% off your first month with discount code BLESSED. So why not get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/blessed. You simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and you get matched with a counselor that you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/blessed. Let's get back to the show. And so I wanted to share that lesson with you guys to beware the enemies in your camp, because the enemy will use whoever it is that allows him to use them to kill, steal, and destroy you. And so for me, that looked like a lot of comments being made. I've had people tell me, I think I mentioned a couple times about getting a nanny. So I've had people tell me, what? You getting a nanny? I have this many kids. I don't have no nanny. And I'm like, okay, congratulations, sis. Or it'll be other people, oh, you need to be doing this in your house. Why are you doing that? Like, and it's just constant criticism of the way that I have to live and the way that my family has to be in order for me to serve in the best way possible in the home, as well as in the calling that God has called me to. I have to have a nanny. I have to have people come in and clean the house sometimes. I have to have these things because I have to eliminate me having to do everything, because the ultimate result of me doing everything is I'm going to be burnt out, stressed, and I will kill myself trying to do it all. We weren't built to do it all. We were built to be strategic. The Proverbs 31 woman woke up early. She made the assignment for the day. She delegated to the house help. So she had help back then. Baby, you can't tell me I can't have help now. And so these particular comments, though, were centered or created, or the enemy was using people close to me to speak these certain things to make me feel like less of a woman, or less than, or whatever, because I was doing things a certain type of way. And so a lot of the comments that I have gotten have been specifically around this area. And so that, again, that's why I said it's so important to see things from a spiritual lens, because I was able to recognize it. And because I was able to recognize it, I didn't accept what people were saying as true for me. For as long as I am walking this earth, I answer to one, and that is God. And for as long as he is approving of the way in which I manage my life, and he is guiding me and giving me strategy on how to organize my life in the most efficient way possible, I have to be okay with that. Now, I would be lying if I said these, you know, certain comments or things didn't hurt. They did. That's why the enemy used the people that he used. But with that, though, I'm just grateful for being able to see it for the attack that it is, so that I'm not attacking the people, but I'm using my spiritual tools or my spiritual weapons to attack the enemy. And that goes back to the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. And so I'm giving you guys this points to beware of the enemies in your camp, because I believe a lot of you guys are fighting people close to you when it's not the people that's the problem, it's the spirit that's working through them. So you have to use your spiritual weapons to defeat the spirit that's attacking you and not attack the person. So that was lesson number one. Lesson number two is, in your struggle, there is a strategy present, but you have to intentionally look for it. I'm going to say that again. In your struggle, there is a strategy present, but you have to intentionally look for it. And so in this frustration that I've had, or the stretching that I've had this year, it's forced me to really go back to the drawing board to create this harmonious system for my life. And I think it was just this past weekend, I sat down. My husband and I did hire our nanny full time. Praise the Lord. Sis starts this week. Praise break. If I felt like finding a song or a sound effect, I would put the hallelujah right here. And so we did that. And so now, having full time care for the baby, it's time to sit down now to figure out now, aside from that, how are we going to move as a family in order to be as efficient as possible? And I created like a little schedule, sent it to my husband, saw what he thought about it. He was cool with it. And so I'm really optimistic and excited about it, because I think this simple, very, very simple adjustment is really going to help us as a family operate at maximum efficiency. And I was telling, I think me and somebody, I don't like to share names too much on the show, but me and somebody were having a conversation, and she was telling me, like, man, she was sharing with me some of the things that she was going through this month, that she was being really stretched as well. And I was telling her, I'm like, you know, pay attention to how you're responding to what's going on, because I think that you can really find the strategy you're looking for in the midst of this struggle. And so for me, I was struggling, feeling like my life didn't have the harmony that it needed to have, that I was dropping the ball in one place in order to slam dunk in another. And I was, you know, trying to figure it out. And so in that, it forced me to really sit down and figure out exactly what needs to happen in order to, like I said, operate at a high level of efficiency. And that's what we were able to do. And with her, she was dealing with things that were really highly emotional situations. And I was like, you know, pay attention to how your flesh reacts in highly emotional situations, because that's going to give you the strategy that you need to better make sure that you're walking by the Spirit of God and not by how you feel. So the fact that, and it's going to give you intel on how you should be praying and going to war for yourself, and how you do things and how you make decisions. And so for you guys, whatever it is that you're going through, any struggle that's present in your life right now, like, I challenge you to take a step back and pay attention. Look at the struggle to see where the strategy is. Look at the struggle to see where the opportunity for improvement is. And I think that's the best way to describe it. So whenever something you feel is negative, or you feel is putting you down or pulling you back, or it's an obstacle that's in your way, look at it. Look for the area of opportunity within that situation. And I think that small mindset adjustment is going to really allow us to be get the most out of the lessons that God wants us to learn in this season, as well as it's going to help us do better when it comes to things being thrown in our way, because life happens. This episode is brought to you by Stamps.com. Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS right to your computer. Stamps.com is a must-have for any business. Whether you're a small office sending out invoices, an online seller shipping out orders, or even a giant warehouse sending thousands of packages a day, Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7. That's for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere that you want to send it. Once your mail is ready, just schedule a pickup or drop it off. It's that simple. With Stamps.com, you get discounts up to 40% off post office rates and up to 62% off UPS rates. Not to mention, Stamps.com is a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. Stamps.com is a no-brainer, saving you time and money. It's no wonder why nearly 1 million small businesses already use Stamps.com. I've told you guys before, we've used Stamps.com when it came to shipping out boxes for our retreat. More recently, I sent out God is My CEO merch to all of our past guests, and we used Stamps.com. We didn't have to deal with the hassle and spend the time going to the post office. We were able to do everything from the comfort and safety of our home, and everybody got their packages on time. It's a win-win situation. Stop wasting time going to the post office and get Stamps.com instead. There's no risk. And with my promo code BLESS, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in BLESSED. That's Stamps.com, promo code BLESSED. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. Let's finish off the show. Life happens. We can't avoid it. I don't care how saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost you are. Life is going to happen to all of us. But I believe by looking at the mountains as areas, finding the areas of opportunities is going to really allow us to persevere and learn whatever it is that God is wanting us to learn through those situations and allow us to come out better on the other side. So that was my lesson number two. In your struggle, there is a strategy present, but you have to intentionally look for it. Lesson number three. So remember, I told you guys about just all the comments and things that have been thrown my way, the critiques that have been thrown my way recently. Something I realized in dealing with that is, and this goes back to the scripture where we talk about bringing thoughts into captivity. And this is a result of me doing lesson number two and looking for areas of opportunities in certain struggles. So what I realized when I was getting things thrown my way in the form of like people criticizing or having things to say or whatever, I realized that there is a small period. And I talk about this often, but I noticed it in real time as it was acting out in my life, that there's a small period where somebody may say something to you, where there's an opportunity for you to either accept or reject whatever it is that they throw at you. And this can be even your own thoughts. Something may pop up in your head, and there's a brief window of opportunity where you can throw it out or you can accept it and take it to heart. And I saw this happen specifically the other day where I told you guys about growing up and my mom chasing the business and the dream and stuff. So she had made a comment the other day when we were having this whole nanny conversation again. And so she made a comment like, well, you better not be what you say that you didn't like, because you said that you hated going to the babysitter and all that. Now you're going to have this nanny and you're going to be all in your office and da 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 da. And I said, okay, when I tell y'all, I kicked that joke, that comment right back to her and kept it moving. When I looked back at it in hindsight and I was telling my husband about it, it irritated me. Like it made me disappointed. The comment disappointed me, but I didn't take it to heart to where it affected my emotions. I literally went the rest of the day and it's almost as if it never happened, because I just kicked it out before it had an opportunity to really sit in my mind. Because if I let that sit in my mind, then I would be like, it would be feeding the fear or the thing in me that's already there to where I don't want a strained relationship with my kids because of my ambition. Like, I don't want my kids to look at God a certain type of way because me serving God kept me from them. Like, that's a real thing. And it's, and I, you know, I tell you all the time, I want to be everything that God created me to be, and I want to be it well. And so if I was to let that really sit into my mind, it would have seeped into my heart. And I would have said, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't have a nanny. Maybe this is confirmation in quotation. I shouldn't have a nanny. So let me cancel her and now take care of my kid all day by myself and do the business when I can, because that's going to make me now a better mom or whatever. Like, no, that would have taken away from the opportunity that God gave me and my family to be able to operate at a high level. And that would have taken me away from the calling that God has given me. So I would have given in a sense, where settled in a sense to where I would have been the best mom that I can be, but I would have pushed my purpose or other areas of my purpose and my calling to the back burner. And so it's something like that small window of time is so important. And I'm not an emotional person, so it may be easier said than done for some versus others. So for somebody like me, it may be easier to do because I'm not that emotional. I attack things from more of a analytical space than an emotion space. So for you guys that are more on the emotional side, it might be harder, but I still challenge you to look at, like, when something comes up that is designed to or has the potential to really take root in a negative way, like, take that small window of opportunity to kick it out. And so for me, what that looked like practically was, when she said that, I said, no, that's not true. And I changed the subject or something. I don't even really remember. I just know that I disengaged from that conversation. I didn't feed into it at all. And I changed the subject. And so for you, if there's a thought that comes up that is not your thought, that it's the enemy planting something in your head for his ultimate plan to kill, steal, and destroy, kick it out. Like, oh, that's a lie. Let me go on to the next thing. So that was huge. That was huge for me. And I'm really grateful that I was able to look back on that, because I think that, again, that's an opportunity for me to then apply to whenever something else comes up, or when a thought may come up in my head, making sure that I do not allow those things to seep in. Because if I'm off, if I'm depressed, if I'm feeling less than, if I'm accepting all of these things that these words were designed to get me to feel, what would that mean for you guys when I get on this microphone? What would that mean for my son? He won't see a happy mom. He'll see a defeated mom. That's not good for him either. What would that mean for the podcast that I help through my business? If I'm letting somebody else muzzle me and I'm trying to tell them not to be muzzled and to speak what God tells them to speak, if nothing is small. Nothing is small when it comes to the things of God. Nothing is small. So that instance, those instances when things come up in that window of opportunity that you have to either accept it or kick it out is critical. It's crucial. And so I do not want to downplay that lesson at all. I want you guys to really take that to heart and apply it the next time that something comes up, or the next time a thought drops into your head that's not from God. And the last thing, y'all, lesson number four is, if only you and God get it, that's okay. I felt like in the last few weeks, just I was defending myself a lot. I've been defending myself a lot. And I got to the point where I'm like, who do I need to defend myself to? I know that I'm moving the way that God wants me to move. It may be in a modern way. I may be a modern woman, but that doesn't make me less than a woman, because I'm not running myself into the ground in order to be all to everybody. So why am I being defensive? God knows. God is guiding my steps. They don't see when I'm on my face. They don't see when I haven't eaten all day. They don't see those things, but God sees them. They don't see when I'm in my office on my face. They don't see that. They don't see me in my Word flipping through the pages, looking up definitions, studying different, trying to look at the thing until I get it so that I can apply it to what I'm doing. They don't see that. So what do I need to defend myself to people who are only getting a small part of the picture for? Or for people who are committed to seeing things only based off of their limited perspective? No, I don't need to defend myself to anybody. So if it's just me and only me and God who get it, that's okay. Because ultimately, the only approval that I'm looking for is heaven's. And the only approval that you guys should be looking for is heaven. So if God is pleased, who cares what anybody else has to say? And I'm talking to myself, but I'm talking to you guys as well. If God is approved, who cares? Who cares? Who cares if you left your job and it didn't make conventional sense, that you left your job in a pandemic or you got laid off in a pandemic and you're not looking for another job? You're using this opportunity to finally do the things that God placed on your heart to do years ago. You're finally stepping up to the plate, but everybody else is telling you that you need to be applying. Everybody else is telling you, well, what if you're not able to do that? Everybody else is making you look like you're less than a woman, less than a man, or you're irresponsible because you're choosing to put your faith in God over your faith in a job or the world system. Who cares if they don't get it? Is God pleased? That's all that matters. Is God pleased? And for me personally, that's how I'm moving. I've learned a huge lesson. And it all started with that lesson number one of beware of the enemies in your camp and me seeing things from a spiritual lens. I really learned a lesson of how the enemy will really use anybody to tear you down. But if God is pleased, who cares? So that's it for this week's episode. Let's round those lessons up one more time. Number one, beware of the enemies in your camp. Number two, there's a strategy in the struggle. You just got to find it. Number three, there's a period. There's a crucial window of opportunity where you can choose to accept or reject whatever is trying to plant itself. And then number four, if only you and God get it, that's okay. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Make sure you rate, like, subscribe, follow me on IG, post your favorite part of the episode. I love to see you guys' notes and to see your takeaways from the show. So keep posting, tag Blessed and Bossed Up, and I'll talk to you guys next week.